A review of reviews. Turns out a lot of funny business going on. It could be costing you plenty. I'm Murray Feldman with the Feldman Report on WWJ News Radio 950. A study from an economics professor at the University of Baltimore determined fake online reviews influence $21 billion in travel, and they can cost consumers around the world more than $150 billion by the time they're finished. I mentioned before that phony reviews can be spotted when similar words are used over and over. If many reviews come in on the same day, that's a sign something could be strange. Also, another study found reviews that speak in the first person should be questioned. Using the word I or me could be a sign of dishonesty. It's believed people often use the first person in reviews when they're trying to legitimize something that isn't true. A sign the economy is improving, credit card issuers are looking for you, trying to sign up more people to use their cards. 257 million credit card offers went out in the mail in a single month. With the Feldman Report, I'm Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.